Here we can see a poster of the notorious Swiss SVP or UDC Nazi Party, on which they honor and worship the Nazi Templar child killer Anders Breivik, the butcher from Utøya Island. Breivik claims to be part of a Knights Templar force of 80 men called KTE or Knights Templar Europe. Which also stands for the Nazi SS slogan Kameradschaft, Treue und Ehre, meaning comradeship, loyalty and honor. Yes, exactly. Nazis and Templars are and always were one and the same thing. Like KTE, Knights, Templars, Europe. Okay. And here it says it will happen. And that was before the Utøya thing. They knew something was going to happen. And their base is the Nazi Templar state of Switzerland. The last crusade was in 1291. And Aachen, the last stronghold of the Templars, fell on May 18th, 1291. And only 2.5 months later, they founded Switzerland on August 1st, 1291. The time to get back on horseback to Europe from the Middle East and loaded with gold from the pharaohs with which the Swiss banks were founded and the Templars' treasures hidden in caves in the Swiss mountains. See the Pharaoh show for more. And the Swiss Nazi Templars already financed Adolf Hitler, seen here on a rare picture of 1923 in Zurich, Switzerland, where he got 40,000 Swiss francs. Well, you can read it all here. Just put on pause and you can read that. Well, this is Switzerland, eh? And the Swiss Nazi Templars most certainly financed and trained the Oslo Butcher. Both are Templars, Breivik, Quisling and the Swiss, and both fear and hate Islam. So before, you could see his book, and this is the video he made. And he put it online just before he butchered all these poor kids. It's the Templars, it's the Swiss who are behind it. You want any more proofs? The horrific SVP Nazi Templar poster with Breivik was made by the Wallis or Valle section of the notorious Oskar Freisinger, which you can see here. He likes to be compared or taken for Mr. Hitler himself. Proud to be, you see. Who travels a lot internationally to meet up with the secret world of international Nazism and finance them when possible. This is how they met Anders Breivik. Okay. The degraded situation in Switzerland has become a menace to the world again, where all key positions in society are taken by SVP Nazis and no internationally agreed laws are being applied anymore. In Switzerland, only their own set of Nazi Templar laws are being applied. So do not believe one single word of what the Swiss Nazi Templar Justice Department and their police says, even when they smile so innocently to you. It is 100% sure that the Nazi Templars of Switzerland are behind the Utøya massacre. But the children had to die for yet another geopolitical reason. You can read it here. Assassins being paid for the Swiss bankers or banksters. And the Swiss banks were founded by the Templars, of whom Mr. Breivik was part of. Now listen carefully. All present wars are about natural resources. And what's Norway's biggest mineral resource, which made the country the wealthiest in Europe? Yes, oil. But the Norwegian Workers' Party, to which the murder children belonged to, decided that the oil belongs to all Norwegians to profit from it. No matter their social status or their bank accounts. So they had a university philosopher instead of an economist deal with the matter. And this is something the all-powerful Swiss Nazi Templar banks did not like at all. And this is how the Swiss Templars decided that the next generation of Norwegian socialists had to die. Because of the oil. Because like this, the Templars can't control nor manipulate the people anymore. If wealth and life comes for free and the wealth of the oil passes in front of the Templars' eyes without them having a cut of it. So I suggest that the very same philosopher explains to Breivik, instead of a policeman, of how they misused him in order to achieve a whole different set of goals. And the very moment Breivik will understands it all and how he was misled and why he was supposed to die too that day on Utøya, then he will give out all his secrets and all his contacts.